Yo, I'm Kavam.
Yo, I'm Rash.
And welcome to the Before Our Friends Die podcast on the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. This is the platform where we have the conversations we want to have before we leave this planet.
With that in mind, let's go.
Let's go.
Rachel.
Kavam.
How's it going?
Yeah, chilling, man. What are you saying?
I'm all good, man. Listen, it's good to be back in your company and it's good to be in the company of the listeners.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
But the good news is we're rolling with the episodes now. So if you're hearing this, you've probably heard about 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes by now. So yeah, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And I think it's about time that we introduce our guest, right?
Yeah, let's go.
So you've heard him chuckle. It's all good. He's a photographer.
He is.
He's a creative.
It's true.
He's a maverick.
Certified.
He's a lyricist. And he's a longtime friend of mine.
Don't know.
Shout out. Latrice.
Big up, big up.
So yeah, Latrice, you've, you know, thankfully joined us today for over 2 hours to talk about the visual of Aki and Saltfish Digital Network.
Yes, sir.
And but what I mean by that is, I mentioned at the start you're a photographer and you wanted to jump in and basically help us visualize these concepts that we have in our brains. So we spoke to, me and Rachel spoke to you about what we had in mind for these podcasts. And you said you can make these come to life. Because, you know, we've got logos.
Make our dreams come true.
Dream seller. Nah, never that.
We've got these visions and we've got these logos that we really like. But we think pictures could also do the concept justice. So, Rochelle, how do you think the last 2 hours have gone, just quickly?
I'm surprised. It went really well, to be honest. This 2 hours flew by. I think all of us had some good ideas on this.
Mm.
Really good ideas. And I think we all bounced off each other, to 100%. Be honest. Yeah, 100%.
Let's jump straight into it then.
Come on, another joke there. Come on, another joke there.
I'm gonna hold out on that joke. Yeah. So, before our friends die, what did we come up with?
You're asking me.
I'll lead us into it then. Before our friends die, obviously the initial title is quite morbid. It can be morbid. We are really focused on it not coming across morbid, because actually, Before Our Friends Die is a really intentional concept. It is about impact in conversations. It is about long form conversations. It is about getting together consistently to have intentional conversations, and that's what we wanted to get across in the photography. So, what do we get out of that issues?
The first thing written on there is something that I said to you from before, is the memento mori bit. So obviously,
yeah,
this concept of memento mori is basically remember that you'll die. But again, not in a necessarily morbid way, but just remember that you're going to die. So that, I don't know, I like that expression a lot anyway. Maybe sometimes live by that. So I like that expression a lot. So the moment you told me the title of this podcast, of that one, that was the first thing that came into my head.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of things attached to that. You were saying stuff about how it's about urgency and impact. And I'm literally reading now. But consistent, scheduled, long-form, intentional conversations.
Mm.
So it's the kind of thing we're going with that. Probably going to go with some kind of dark theme, but we're talking about the juxtaposition of the dark gothic concept, but with the playful elements, so that, yeah, we can have something that looks like a conversation about death without necessarily feeling like
sad. Yeah,
without feeling like it's a sad thing.
Rachel, who's going to join us on that shoot?
My light skeleton.
Yes.
Jeez.
Light skeleton. We need to name him, you know.
We can name when we get there. Unless we just call him Skelly, but I feel like
Aki or Saltfish. Maybe not Aki, actually. That's probably more negative connotations than I want to give
up. Yeah, that's a bit more.
Yeah. Aki, you know? Maybe you're Saltfish. We'll call him Saltfish.
You're Aki, so you
got Yeah, it's true.
We'll give him his own name, man.
We'll figure it out.
He deserves his own identity.
BOFD, Bofford. So, we want to get a skeleton involved because we want to play around with the concept of
death. Death.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. We need a button with that.
It took two seconds, didn't it?
We want to play around with it. It's death isn't banter, but this is banter, right? This isn't.
You could argue death is banter.
Yeah,
I mean, what does it say? You know, the best line ever. What is it in Hook? Have you seen Hook? No. Peter Pan film.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Have you seen it?
Nope. How are you surprised? We've had 2 hours of worth of conversation. Yeah.
I'm aware these guys don't know about movies, but in the movie Hook, the Robin Williams Peter Pan film, there's some situation. I can't remember what line gets said before it. He asks him if he's ready to die, and he says, "To die will be a great adventure." I like this line a lot.
I like that line as well.
Nah, but I'll skip it. I'm not trying to do that today.
Tough rest, cuz it's coming. It's coming. That's the point. Hey.
It's coming. So it's true.
It can't be. You know, there's places in India like in Varanasi and that where you go there. and it's like a holy city of Shiva, and they have like open cremations, and there are people who will purposefully like, oh, I think I'm gonna die, let me go to Varanasi. Like people who want to die, do you know what I mean? And it's, their approach to death is so different. I saw a documentary about a death photographer. So he would like go and take pictures of these people that had just died for the family. Like they'll pay him, do you know what I mean? A commission man to go and take pictures of their dead relatives. And then, yeah, then they have an open cremation that the whole city is like there. There's a body, like a couple bodies over here burning bare ashes and that in the air. Like, and it's, their attitude towards it is so different. It's so different, but it's very Hindu philosophy. They feel different about death, isn't it?
I suppose that's the reincarnation element of it, isn't it? Like, death isn't the end, it's just a new beginning. And it's
like birth.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had love a joke. That. I had a joke.
Go on.
I was going to say, it's going to be easy to shoot pictures, but they're not going to move.
Well, yeah, it's true.
I was just sitting here for time sitting on this, like, shoot.
That's a still life.
Still life. Well, still death. Yeah, we need to... That's the sort of things we want to get across. Look, we're laughing about this pretty morbid topic, right?
You should be able to laugh about it. That's the whole thing. Everyone is going to die.
Exactly. So that's what we want to get across with those pictures. So moving on then to Sofa Sensei's. We had a lot of fun with this one.
This one's fun.
If you've forgotten what Sofa Sensei's sounds like, it sounds a little bit like this.
Every time I hear this, I want to spit bars.
Same. I want to fight.
Oh, I'm resisting the urge. Cause
hey.
Sensei upon sofa. Man can't...
Hey! Do, 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 do. Yeah, that is Sofa Sensei's. If you have forgotten the theme song, there it is. So that's what we want to do. With that one, it's a lot more fun, I'd say. Mm. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Light-spirited, light-hearted.
Yeah, Rochelle and I, we're not fighters. Well, I'm not a fighter.
I'm not really a fighter.
I'm
there.
You might see us in the gym punching a few bags. Yeah, nothing more than that. You're definitely going to see us on podcasts chatting shit about how AJ should have jabbed more or how Dylan White got clapped up by Tyson Fury but should have just dipped to the left and to the right and he wouldn't have got caught by the uppercut. And
I would have banged AJ.
Yeah, listen, you know what I'm saying? And if I didn't have a dodgy knee, I would have been middleweight champion of the world by now. Hey. But such is life. That's what Sofa Sensei's is about. We're armchair experts, we're couch coaches, and we're Sofa Sensei's. That's the most important thing.
We're certified.
We really wanted to get across the fun nature of this. So, Rochelle, describe some of the imagery we're trying to get across with this one.
So we've got what, fighting gear lying around everywhere. We've got the bandanas. We've got the boxing gloves. We've got TV, pizza, everything, man.
Remote control.
Literally, it's when we watch a fight together, it looks like that without the outfits.
Well, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, we might just have to wear the bandanas.
What?
Yeah. Latrice, can you add anything more to our Sofa Sensei's imagery?
Well, not really, but yeah. So you saw about the props and the headbands and stuff and like these little items that, because obviously if you're Sofa Sensei's and we're getting a point across that it's not serious and that we're not Sofa Sensei's, you know what I'm saying? That's you're saying, you're basically saying we're not Sensei's, we're on sofas moving like couch coaches, Sofa Sensei's, blah, blah, blah. But then, so it's funny then, to have things like martial arts headbands on, like why are you wearing a headband for? You're not doing anything. Yeah. You know what I mean, like having the gloves on around the neck or having these things in there, but then they tell the story quite well. It will work quite well to tell the visual. Do you know what I mean? So you can look at this. Like I feel like this one, if we do it right, you can pretty much, even if we have a TV in there or we don't, like in the logo in the picture, I feel like if it's done right, you almost be able to infer straight away from it. What is it? You know what I'm saying? What is this podcast about? Boom, we look at the picture. You know exactly what that's about.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? And you get the tone as well when you don't feel like these are two people that take it very serious. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You feel if you could do it properly, yeah, that's what it will look like.
I've got the white belt. You can't be a sensei with a white belt.
To give you a white belt.
Yeah, you can't be a sensei with a white belt. Hey.
If anyone's got a white belt out there or a gi or some props that they'd like us to wear, do you know what would be sick? But we're not going to do this because copyright and all sorts. But like, imagine if we had like a WWE belt or something like that.
Hey,
that would be sick.
Vince will be honest.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. So that's the visuals for Sofa Sensei. So obviously now you've heard this, have a look at it. Go on the Instagram pages at Sofa Sensei, at Aki and Saltfish, at Before Our Friends Die Pod, and at Cool Fine Done Wicked, and let us know what you think of the visuals now you've heard this. I mentioned it, so I'll mention it again. Cool, Fine, Done, Wicked. If you don't know what that is, this should ring a bell. Shout out Creeps for producing this one, and shout out Troy for producing the Sofa Sensei's theme.
Come on.
Disgusting.
Duh.
Turn this up in your car. I'll turn it up for you as well. Yeah. That is Cool, Fine, Done, Wicked, where we talk about music. It's a real passion of mine. I know, Latrice, your passion also is music well. So this one was one that we really bonded on and got the visuals right for. This stems from a want, a need of mine to sort of review music and have those in-depth conversations about layers to music and harmonies and perspectives and themes in projects, I suppose, in big albums and that sort of thing. So, Rachelle, what did we go for this one? How did we move?
What did we go for? We went for the
ladder shot.
The ladder shot, yeah, I nearly forgot about that. So yeah, you're going to take the picture from above. Mm-hmm. We've got what? Props, we've got records, CDs. I'm going to have record, what is it? Stack. Stack of CDs.
Yeah.
Pretending to be money.
Like a money phone, CD phone.
Hey, yeah. What else have we got?
I think one thing as well, to explain the name a little bit more. So Cool, Fine, Don't Wicked is, if you listen to Rewind, by Craig David, Cool, Fine, Don't Wicked is the last four words that he says on that song. It's literally right at the end. He says, Cool, Fine, Don't Wicked.
You've just given lawyers some ammo.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you can't sue me for that. And if you can, good lawyer.
I bet that's not even written.
Yeah.
If he wrote that song down, because you know you can write a song down on paper and like...
Claim it, copyright.
Seal it. Mm. Yeah. Seal it and have it. And so then if it ever happens, you can pull it up and say, on this date, that's it. I know you didn't write it in there.
Yeah, even definitely not. So, definitely not. And that's the last thing you hear of Born to Do It, the whole album. So for me, that album's a great album. And I wanted to reference and pay homage to that because he's probably the ideal guest that I'd like to get on. That's full disclosure. Mm. There you go. That's why we're calling that one Cool, Fine, Don't Wicked. But also, it turns into a rating system. So if we see a project and it's cool, that's probably the second tier, right? If it's fine, then it's the third tier. If it's done, it's shit. Mm-hmm. And if it's wicked, that's the top tier that we can call an album. So that's how we're rating these projects, Cool, Fine, Don't Wicked. And on the floor, Latrice, what's going to be on the floor?
On the floor, bare vinyls and stuff. Oh, no, yeah, vinyls. Because we were trying to decide. We were talking about colours and colour themes. Because within all of these three podcasts, we've been talking about the colours and how they're going to go together and work to do the image justice and tell the story and that. So for this one, they'd already chosen the colours and had the greens, red, yellows, then the green, it was a sort of a darker shade of green. And I was talking to them about the lighting and how it's going to be, not necessarily going to be an issue, but it's something that we need to discuss and do intentionally if we're choosing to add colour into the thing. Where are we putting it? How's the lighting going to be? Blah, blah, blah. So I think we're going to go for the bed sheets. We need some fabric or like a rug or something. We want to make the floor coloured so that we don't have to worry about certain lighting elements. So if the floor is going to be coloured, we'll decide how to do it. Maybe we'll do that by buying some duvet covers that are the colour that we want, using two or three of them to fill out the area, put a bit of texture in that. But no problems.
And we want to have like vinyls on the floor as well to reference.
Yeah, on top of this.
The point covers. Of music and all those sorts of things. So that's the visuals. And when I'm saying it, I can see it in my head.
Trust.
And again, head over to @CoolFineDoneWicked on Instagram and check it out and let us know your thoughts and let us know your reflections. Obviously, all these three shows make up what is the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. If you'd like to get in touch with us and ask a few questions or get involved in the creation of this podcast and be a part of it, feel free to email akiandsaltfish@gmail.com or, of course, get involved in the conversation @AkiandSaltfish on Instagram and Twitter, and we'd love to hear from you. So that's a short episode from us today. Thanks to Rachelle and Latrice for joining me. It's been really enjoyable to spend the last 2 hours with you and have you in our company and really discuss these themes and pull out that creative side of us that we really want to let the people know.
Likewise.
Appreciate your time, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you, man.
If you have enjoyed the podcast, please don't leave us a 5-star rating because it does great things for the algorithms on podcast platforms and on YouTube. So please do check us out, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll catch you next time. That has been Before Our Friends Die.